Changing perspectives. Good day. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today I want to talk to you about how God watches over His Word. He watches over His Word. Why? Because He ensures that His Word comes to fulfillment. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it is so important that we understand the power of the watching of God. Why is this important? Because when we begin to realize this, we begin to understand that we are truly in partnership with God. We are not alone. And when God gives you a word, He does not expect you to do it on your own. But the problem with us as human beings is that we think that we need to do everything by ourselves in our own strength. In Jeremiah 1:12, God says, I watch over my word to perform it, to perfect it, to make sure that it comes to pass. And oftentimes, we don't understand the power of that statement, that God is not just giving you a word that you need to work on your own, but He's giving you a word that you need to work with Him. You need to work with Him, because in that way, the Word becomes what God initially intended it to be. When we take a Word, if a Word is given by God and we work on the Word alone, there is a huge possibility that we can change that Word for our own benefit, that we can tweak it here and there and make it something that God has not given us. And it's so easy for us to think that it looks like God, because what we need to understand is that what we hear and how we take in something can be completely different to its original intent. Have you ever heard of broken telephone? I'm sure you have, we all have. That how the original message gets lost in translation. And the word is lost in translation, because we have a way of translating what people are saying with our own emotions, with our own things, and we make it into something that it is not. And it's so important that the translation remains the original that God has given us. But because we are human beings, because we are humans, we have a tendency of filtering things through our own intellect and through our own emotions. And because of that, we become a people that often dilutes the very things that have been given to us. And not often do we end up with the original product. And that is why it is so important to partner with God. You cannot just take a word that has been given to you and work it out in your own strength. You are going to fail. I am going to fail. I am going to be this person that is not able to hold up the standard of the originality of that which has been given to me. And it's happened many times. I'm sure it's happened with you. And that is why when we are in constant contact with God, the word that He gives us cannot be diluted. You see, ladies and gentlemen, many times, people blame God for the word that has not come to pass. They blame Him. They say, but God didn't let this happen. Or we blame God for one or the other reason. And sometimes we don't realize that we have diluted what God has given us. And what you need to understand about God is that God cannot bless something that is not that is not the originality or is not the pureness of the word that is given. Because if you are getting a word and the word of God says that that particular house has been given to you, that house has been given to you. But if your ways or your tactics on getting the house is wrong, God cannot place it. If it is where you go to the owners and you start threatening them and you say to them, you need to get out of this house because this house belongs to me and God told me this house is, and then we even begin to use God's name wrongly. And now the people who are receiving that word begin to have something against God because we use God's name inaccurately and we used it wrongly. So I can have a house that God has promised me, but if my ways and the tactics I use are wrong by going and threatening people to get out of that house, firstly, they are going to be extremely upset and may even call the authorities, meaning that I may end up in trouble. And so now I'm sitting in a situation where I threatened people to get out of a house that God told me belongs to me. And now I'm ending in a situation and then I end up blaming God, but you told me that that house belongs to me. You see, when we partner with God, we need to understand the following, that the timing of God is important and the way of God is important. The Bible says that His thoughts are far above our thoughts. His ways are completely different to our ways. And in many ways, His ways are often ways that don't even make sense to us. And so that is a good example, the example that I just gave. And your examples may be different of how we will take the word of God that He gives us and we actually ruin it. And then we say, Lord, You must bless it. And that is why God says, I watch My word. I watch My word so that it can come to pass. But if He is not in the process and you have cut Him out after He gave you the word, He cannot watch over the word because you have come in and you have started doing something that God is not pleased with, and He cannot bless something that He's not pleased with. And the problem we have, ladies and gentlemen, so many times we have a problem and we say, but God has left me. He gave me a word, but we don't understand that when we have character flaws and we have disobedient tendencies and we don't have a relationship with God where we listen to Him, we will end up losing the very word that God has given us. Ladies and gentlemen, when God gives you something, He's not asking you to run rogue with it. He's not asking you to apply your own methods to it. He's not asking you to become selfish with it so that others will get hurt. No, He's saying, trust Me, work with Me. I will guide you every single step of the way so that that word does come to fulfillment. We live in a world where we have become so self-efficient, where the world says to you, you are strong, you are strong, you are strong, you can do this thing on, where people are even standing in the mirror, and I believe in affirmations. I think it is so necessary to encourage yourself. But what is the source of your encouragement? Is it self or is it God? And so we live in this world where everyone is strong. And that is why people do not know how to trust God anymore. How many times have you gone into your prayer closet and you've prayed the word through that God has given you? How many times have you stood before God and you say, Lord, I don't understand this promise. I am weak. I am weak and I need your guidance. And when God speaks to you and he responds, that you would take that action and you would run with it. Where we often fail with the word of God is when we need to execute, is when we need to apply. We need to apply obedience. And we go into a place where we want to do it our way, where we want to follow the Frank Sinatra way by doing it my way. We can't afford to do that. We need to do it God's way. And God is so excited for every word that he gives us. And he desires us to follow him because he knows how that word will come to pass. Ladies and gentlemen, in the year of 2025, let this be a year where you partner with God, where you follow God, where the instructions of God is your lifeline, is your daily bread, so that whatever word he has given you will come to pass and it will not run away from you, or you will not break the word by doing it your way. Everyone has a promise. Everyone has the ability to become and obtain more. It's just a matter of, can we do it God's way? Can we do it God's way? Because he has a word for you, and he will watch over that word so that it comes to pass. But you need to partner with him. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that this is the year where I follow God completely, where I allow him to lead me so that his word may come to pass. I pray for a divine partnership. I pray for a strong partnership where he leads and I follow. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back next week. For now, God bless and take care.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.